Franklin Graham slams G20 summit focus. Bible records climate change 4,000 years ago. By Amy Furr on November 1, 2021. Reverend Franklin Graham on Monday criticized the recent G20 summit's focus and noted how when uncommon weather occurs, leaders say climate change is to blame. The G20 summit's big focus was on climate change. If we have an unusually warm summer, they say climate change is to blame. If we have a harsh winter, it's due to climate change. If it's wetter than normal, it's climate change. If it's drier than normal, climate change, he wrote in a social media post. Graham continued. The Bible records climate change over 4,000 years ago. God brought his judgment on the wickedness and evil that had overtaken the world through a great flood. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights and springs burst forth with water, flooding the entire earth and destroying all mankind, except for one man, Noah, who the Lord found righteous, and his family. Another example of climate change was in Egypt after Joseph's dream. There were 7 fat years of plenty and 7 slim years of drought and famine, not just in Egypt but also in the known world around them. Another time, God shut up the heavens for 3.5 years in Elijah's day and allowed no rain to fall. I don't know what the G20 would have blamed that on, but God created the heavens and the earth. Numerous leaders of the world's economic powerhouses over the weekend participated in the first in-person summit since the coronavirus pandemic. With climate change and coronavirus economic recovery on the agenda, the Associated Press, AP, reported. Italian Premier Mario Draghi welcomed the group of 20 heads of state to Rome's Nuvola cloud-like convention center in the fascist-era neighborhood, which was sealed off from the rest of the capital, the outlet said. Italy is hoping the G20 will secure key commitments from countries representing 80% of the global economy and responsible for around the same amount of global carbon emissions, ahead of the UN climate conference that begins Sunday in Glasgow, Scotland. Most of the heads of state and government who are in Rome will head to Glasgow as soon as the G20 is over. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are participating remotely. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden, D, on Friday drove through Rome accompanied by an approximately 85-vehicle motorcade. The move drew criticism before the global warming summit in Glasgow. Not exactly carbon-friendly, one person on social media commented.